This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk radio town hall, as we do on Fridays, with Senator Kevin Cramer, taking your calls, questions, and comments on any and all topics today. So get them in. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text your questions to 701-237-1590 today on the program. This is Aaron Tippin, by the way, with our favorite song, talking about the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly, why we love America. But we need to get him a new sister or something. What's the deal, Kev? His sister didn't get back to us to have him on. He's performing tonight at the Shooting Star Casino. We were trying to have him on.
Yeah, I don't know if it was his sister, but her name is Tippin. She has her name hyphenated, so I think I'm assuming it's her sister, last name Tippin hyphen Smith.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, 5-6 emails. Hey, want to have him on? The one response was, hey, well, we got to check scheduling or whatever. And I'm thinking, well,
long story short, they blew us off.
I think
and
so.
We play their song at the beginning of every hour.
Come on,
you know,
Aaron.
Come on,
and
Aaron.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Met
so
him a couple times.
Maybe his radio's on. You know, AM 1100, 550. He's traveling in for a Shooting Star Casino. Maybe we'll hear from Aaron Tippin.
And he and Colin Ray and Sammy Kershaw. All together tonight at
that's a pretty good show.
Doing a reunited
it's a pretty good show.
90s thing, yeah.
Last time I was at a show at the Shooting Star Casino was for Long Black Train guy. What's his name again?
Oh, Josh Turner?
No. Was that Long Black Train?
Yeah.
Trey Atkins.
Oh, Trace Atkins.
Trace Atkins. Yeah, his show was so good, but I came home and smelled like smoke for a week and a half.
I left something turned on at home.
I can't do the smoke thing at the casinos. It just be like, oh, man, I leave with a headache the whole deal. But
he's got that new show coming out, Monarch, with Susan Sarandon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looks good.
These are shows I don't watch.
I don't.
All right, let's get rolling. Senator Kevin Cramer, talk radio. That's why we have Kev. He can watch the shows, and everybody keeps telling me I got to watch Yellowstone.
My wife watches them, actually. He's got the update.
Senator Cramer watches a few, too, because he'll say to me once in a while, you ever watch this show? And I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth. I don't have the capacity to watch anything other than Maria Bartiromo. That's all I watch. I swear, it's it. Welcome, Senator Cramer. Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. You. Happy Friday to you. So I'm trying to make up with you guys because I wasn't on for a week or two there, and now this is my second time this week. But of course, next week's Christmas and all that. Anyway, but this is our normal time. So thanks. And by the way, here's my theory on why maybe Aaron Tippin isn't answering your calls. I've known a lot, as you know, Scotty, I know a lot of entertainers, a lot of people in that world. They're not morning people. It's like their whole world begins afternoon and, you know, it goes till about midnight, 1, 2 in the morning. So their daytime is a little different than ours, but I'm not making excuses for them. Aaron Tipton's a really great conservative guy, but that's my theory. I'm just covering for him.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that at least plausible, right?
Kevin actually was buddies with B.J. Thomas. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so you could find a little B.J. Thomas Christmas music.
There you go.
Yeah. And Johnny Holm, of course.
Oh, Holy Night. Yeah. He's got the greatest version you've ever.
Does he really? Okay. So let's go Oh, Holy Night, B.J. Thomas. Next up. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And does Johnny Holm do any Christmas music? Johnny's got some Christmas music, maybe, huh? I don't know.
You know, he's never recorded a Christmas song that I know of. I've often encouraged him to do a Christmas album. See, I know this sounds really corny, you guys, but I like Christmas shows. So, like when the Oak Ridge Boys or Sawyer Brown does a Christmas show every year. I think it's one of the best Christmas, albums I've ever heard is Sawyer Brown. They're one of my very favorite bands, especially now since my friend BJ has departed and gone to heaven. I love that. But anyway, Johnny's never recorded one, but I'm sure he probably does one or two in his shows.
Oh, I'm sure they do, yeah.
You reminded me of a story. The Oak Ridge Boys were in Minot. They always are. For Hoosfest.
Yep.
And I was up there because Karl Rove was being inducted into the North Hoosfest Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
and a number of years ago, and Wayne Stengem and Carl are buddies from College Republican days. So Wayne and Carl were like two little kids walking around all over the Hus Fest, checking different food and having a great time. And I bumped into them. They say, we're going to go talk to the Oaks. That's what they call them, the Oaks, right? So they go backstage. They brought me along. I go backstage. The Oak Ridge Boys make me look like I'm left of Lenin. I mean, they are right of Attila the Hun. It is unbelievable. And they were giving Carl all so much crap. Well, we like you, but you're a rhino. You know, yeah. I mean, it was oh, good. Yeah. They were so fun. And they're like, we like Cheney more than we like Bush, but I don't know. We could think, you know, it was, you know, I think it was early in the Obama years. I can't remember. It might have been funny. Like, yeah, it's good. All right, let's get to it here today on the program. Sam and Dickinson, first up for Senator Kevin Cramer. Calls, questions, comments, texts, welcome on any and all topics. Go, Sam.
Hey, good morning, fellas. So,
morning, Sam.
You bet. So before I get started here, Merry Christmas to everybody out there and you guys too. So,
thank you. You as well.
Merry Christmas, Sam. Thank you.
You bet. So my question, I think, is pretty straightforward. I'm curious, Senator Cramer. When the opponent's president is below the water in terms of polling, like way below, what were we at, 30s, something like that? My question is this. Why would the minority party, i.e. us right now, the Republicans, why would we hold back anything? Why wouldn't we go after them and not help them with any issue?
Well, because our job is not to go after anybody, but to help anybody willing to help the country. So, for example, just this week we passed the National Defense Authorization Act. Of course, we added a lot of money to it versus what the president offered up. It's really important to the defense of the country. It's the number one priority, constitutional priority of the federal government. It's important locally because we're important to the defense of the country. And so we passed it with large bipartisan majorities, both in the House and the Senate. The president will sign it. You don't just sort of shove it down his throat because he's the president and he's underwater. Then there are things that he wants to do, like Build Back Broke, for example, that we stand up against no matter what. And 100% of every Republican in both the House and the Senate has stood against that, spoken against that. We speak against it on a very regular basis. Scotty, you might have seen my, 12 blunders of Biden speech on the House, Senate floor earlier this week. Every fight has to be about what's important, not about the standing of the other party or the standing of the other party's leader. Part of the problem we're facing these days in this country, in my view, is a partisanship that is so divisive as to always have to pick a loser with every winner. I think we need to find more things where there are multiple winners. And it's, by the way, this isn't exactly a brand new phenomenon, but it is as extreme, I think, as it's been, certainly in my lifetime. And so what I do every day, Sam, when I go to work, I look at the names of every nominee that I'm going to vote on that particular day, look at the legislation I want to forward and pass and try to make better and work on behalf of the people of North Dakota as well as the good of the country and the cause of freedom around the world. And where I think we can make a difference in the right direction, I'm with them, and where they're going the wrong direction, I'm against them. And when they're down and we have an opportunity to improve our chances of having more freedom-minded people elected to office, I'm for it. At the end of the day, though, in a 50-50 Senate, every Republican matters. Every single one,
absolutely,
regardless how conservative they are, how moderate they are, every one of them matters.
Absolutely. And you know what? I really appreciate that response. I agree with probably 99% of what you just said. The only thing, and then I'll let it go, but the only thing it seems like, you got two little kids playing in the sandbox. One kid shares his toy, no problem. You know, that's fine. The other kid,
yeah,
takes his toy and he has a fit. I mean, that just, yeah, feels like what the Democrats do all the time.
Yeah, that's a pretty good illustration, Scotty, isn't it? I think what Sam is doing is he's illustrated sort of the difference between the parties, and I agree with him in that. And it's a really difficult challenge when you look at, us being even in the 50-50, we are in the minority because they have the vice president. So in the Senate, we're in the minority. In the House, it's a very narrow minority as well. And you remember how you're being treated in the minority, and then you wonder, well, when the tables are turned, how do you want to be positioned to treat the other
exactly
party?
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. And so you still have to pick your fights carefully, because at the end of the day, just because they're willing to do anything to destroy the country, we also need to occasionally have a few of them to do the right thing for the country. So I look at somebody like a Kyrsten Sinema or a Joe Manchin, who right now look like the most powerful people in America, but remembering that, right, you know, all 50 Republicans are on the same side on some of these issues, and we need to make sure that we're lifting up those one or two swing votes that can make all the difference in the world. You know, Washington's a place of relationships. Scott, I'm going to share this right now, and I didn't necessarily plan to do this, but
do me a favor. You know, do me a favor. You have me in suspense, so I want to pause that, because I'm going to go to the break here. So you share what you're going to share on the other side of the break. Sam, you keep listening. And by the way, your question, I think it leads me right into a great Christmas question of the day, because we've been asking for Christmas callers and to find the best answer to the questions of the day. And I'm going to take your question and turn it this way. What does it mean to be charitable? Right? What does it mean to be, what is charity? And I think charity isn't so much in what we buy or what we give, but more in our words and our actions. How are we charitable to others? So that's my take on it anyway. But what does it mean to you to be charitable to others with our words? Let's do that for the question of the day. Thanks, Sam. More with Senator Kramer coming up. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Or call 628-1550, 628-1550, online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard, and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Night of the dear Savior's birth.
Boy, his voice is something. It's so distinct, isn't it? Unbelievable. You just know that's B.J. Thomas back on What's On Your Mind. Talk Radio Town Hall today with Senator Kevin Kramer. 20 past the hour, brought to you by our friends with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If you want a game-changing gift for your family, I'm telling you, Hot Spring Spas are just amazing. And the saunas, too. If you already have the spa, you already got the hot tub, the spas, the saunas are just phenomenal. And 20 minutes a day, and your risk of everything, I mean, it's again, it goes back to ancient teaching. If you give me the ability to induce a fever, and I can get rid of everything. It's bad. The body's natural working, you know, the immune system, the genius of what we were all designed with is just better when you have a hot tub, a sauna, and the folks with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. For about the price of going to Starbucks every week, you can have one in your home. I mean, great financing plans, so don't do it because you're saying, gosh, I don't afford it. They'll find a way. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too. Bismarck in front of the Expressway Walmart, also in Grand Forks to the Grand Cities Mall, right in front of the Grand Cities Mall, and West Fargo next to Spitfire. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, it sounded like you were willing to say something that was going to be a little bit newsworthy, that you weren't planning to say something on the air, but you wanted to say something, so go ahead.
Well, it wasn't new. I don't know whether it's newsworthy. In fact, frankly, this is one of the problems with Washington is it's not newsworthy, but I was going to talk about, you know, Wednesday mornings we have our Senate prayer breakfast, and this year's leaders, we always have a Republican and Democratic leader. This year's leaders are Kirsten Gillibrand and Mike Rounds. Mike Rounds from South Dakota, of course, Gillibrand from New York. And Kirsten and I and several others are also in a bipartisan Bible study on Tuesday mornings. But this week, because we're not normally, we wouldn't normally be there this week in Washington this week, but Chuck Schumer is having troubles getting his, you know, really bad legislation passed, so he kept us the next week. But, we had, because we're here and it's closer to Christmas, what I didn't know is we had prayer breakfast in a different room because they needed a room that had a piano in it, so that Debbie Stabenow, a senator from Michigan, who's a great pianist and her family had a band when she was growing up, and Tim Kaine, who plays harmonica and had a whole bunch of them with him, they accompanied the Senate prayer breakfast group in a whole bunch of Christmas carols. And I thought to myself, my goodness, if we sang Christmas carols together at the beginning of every week, we'd have a much better country. Because it was a super uniting, worshipful, you know, just really cool brother-sister experience. And, I say that in light of the fact, course, too, that you said it probably is newsworthy. It's not newsworthy because we were all getting along so well.
I don't know. That'd be a great story, though. I mean, if that's you know, Fox News is in the corner filming, and I have to admit, this goes to our Christmas question of the day. What does it mean to be charitable? I'm generally not very charitable when I think of Tim Kaine and Debbie Stabenow. I honestly, as the guy just covers the news, yeah, doesn't know them personally, I detest them.
Right.
I do. Yeah. Because of the, you know, the whole Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton run, and the, you know, just the crap he says.
Lost him in my ear.
You know, same thing with Debbie Stabenow. I mean, from Michigan, it's like, oh my gosh, nails on the chalkboard, you know. But that's a very good illustration of what, you know, that's how you get stuff done, is to have that sort of reset. I used to say during the North Dakota legislature, you know, they need a Monsignor Shea, in every committee room, you know, or a pastor or whatever, because it just gets so ugly. And just, you know, first flying and fists are flying, and not literally, obviously, but figuratively. But, you're just tough business to be charitable in, isn't it? Just is.
It can be. I don't think the business is nearly as tough as the outside pressures of it, because you don't get a chance to know Tim Kaine or get a chance to know Kirsten Gillibrand. You know, I think of Elizabeth Warren. You know, she's one of those that, you know, I've taken on pretty hard sometimes in committee. A banking committee we're on together, armed services committee we're on together. We disagree on just about everything. And she's pretty harsh in her cross-examination and her criticisms. I generally punch back pretty hard, more so than most of my colleagues probably do. And yet, earlier this year, her and I co-sponsored a bill together to provide a little more clarity on state regulators, you know, authority and involvement in third-party sort of cyber contracts and things. So, you know,
so let me unpack that for a second. Yeah. So, yeah. In that case, I like to say, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. So in this case, she would be the blind squirrel for the purposes of this illustration, but you're saying it was a good idea, and you have zero chance of getting that passed and signed by Joe Biden as a Republican, but if Elizabeth Warren is on it, people go, oh, wow, this must be, you know, something that makes sense here, right? That's how you get stuff done.
Well, so you raised another point. Actually, I hadn't thought about that, but you're exactly right. It's best when you introduce any legislation, particularly in a 50-50 Senate, that you have a Republican and at least one Republican and one Democrat on the bill for that very reason. I will tell you, I've asked organizations I've had organizations ask me to introduce legislation that we've worked on together over the course of time, where this year I've said no. I want to find a Democrat to introduce it. I will be the Republican lead co-sponsor, but they have the majority. There's, you know, if you're not worried about who gets credit for things, you can get a lot more done in Washington than if you're just after sort of the make a point but not a difference, which, by the way, too many of my colleagues on both sides have that tendency. They prefer to make a point rather than a difference. No, I don't think you should, you know, I don't think you should just go along to get along, and I don't think you ought to, you know, help the other side move the ball the wrong direction. But if moving the ball incrementally in the right direction is a possibility, I think that's a better idea than saying I tried really hard to get everything you wanted.
Going back to the Sam call, I do think that the unique, position where you've got the signature legislation of Biden and the Democrats right now and his poll numbers that are plummeting, people want you to fight. Now you objected to the term go after. Okay, fine. But stop at every possible, use every lever available to you to pump the brakes on this insanity. And they're trying to do the classic Washington game. We're going to keep you here. We know you want to go home for Christmas, but we're going to make you cave by doing this, right? That's what they're trying to do. And people just want the mother of all fights from you to stop that. You get that, right?
I get that, but see, I'm not the one that they're targeting. The only person that matters here is Joe Manchin. So there's no Republican even remotely considering helping them. So they just need Joe Manchin. And right now the whole deal is in his lap. And the reason that Build Back Broke isn't going to happen this year is because Joe Manchin says he's not ready to support it. And so that means we're going to come back early, you know, like January 3rd rather than later in the month. And they're going to try the same pressure on Joe Manchin day in,
so this,
day out.
So this goes back to our conversation on Tuesday where he was asking for a pause and you were saying right now a small victory would be a pause. So we won that battle at least, huh?
We've won that battle. The Senate will wrap up today. And now unless somehow they get some, you know, breathing, you know, oxygen and try to bring us back next week. But that seems pretty much done. So that's happened. It won't be till next year. There's some certain deadlines that actually get hit here fairly soon that will have an impact on that. But the bigger impact is this, Scott. It's exactly what we're doing right now. Joe Manchin has to go back to West Virginia. Kyrsten Sinema gets to go back to Arizona. And by the way, so do those other 48 senators get to go back to their home states where they're going to hear all about it. They're going to hear about the increasing cost of everything, the cost that exceed their wages.
Which is why we've said all along, the longer it takes, the more chance we kill it. And as you said Tuesday, longer garbage is around, the worse it stinks, and it's garbage. More after this.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC says most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause rare but serious blood clots. The panel recommended the unusual move of giving preference late Thursday, and the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, accepted the panel's advice. President Biden, in a meeting Thursday with medical advisors, discussed the pandemic.
It's here now, and it's spreading, and it's going to increase. For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm.
Biden said the country was in a better position to deal with the Omicron variant because of steps taken to limit travel and increase access to boosters. It should be noted the Moderna vaccine carries a slight risk of heart problems, a study of the entire population of Denmark found Friday. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Right?
Yeah. Christmas isn't canceled. Just you.
Oh, I love it. Where did she say that? Go
she
hear it.
She sang that on the Voice finale the other night. Yeah. You
I love that.
I'll be hanging every
line. That's fun.
You won't be taking Christmas Eve from me. I love it. Kelly Clarkson. Christmas isn't canceled. Just you.
Just you. Yeah.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. PetroServe USA. Game day today. The Bison play tonight. 8:15 game. And can we find out if there's tickets available still?
I have not seen. Let me look.
All right. Some texter said the Bison sell it all season. There's not a ticket to be had. Did not know there were seats available until I saw it at last week's game. Too late to get a ticket because they supposedly were sold out. So I don't know what's going on there. But let's hope if there are any available tickets, we use every darn one of them for the game tonight. No doubt about it. All right. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer to talk radio town hall. Email, text, and then back to the calls. And Fred, Clint, and who's number three there? I can't see who the next one is to go, but we got you on deck here. Texter says, Senator Cramer, is there anyone in the current administration that is willing to reimpose sanctions on China for not even coming close to the Phase 1 trade agreement this year? Who is responsible for ensuring the agreement is met?
Yeah, so really, I love that question, Scott. And I don't have a really great specific answer, but I will tell you that the administration does have some China problems in terms of reading, and not just China, you know, Russia, Taiwan obviously is a China problem. So it all sort of depends on who's driving the ship. And on a lot of these things, of course, the State Department would. So Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, it appears to me is driving most of the foreign relations issues. Now, it's the Commerce Department that does trade, not the State Department. But obviously, you don't generally do things sort of autonomously apart from other parts of the administration. But when it comes to China, you also have to obviously consider the Department of Defense because China is in a very, defense growth mode with the testing of hypersonic missiles, the development of many, many, many ships, a huge navy, obviously even building their own islands in the South Pacific. They're in a very aggressive mode, as is, of course, Russia. So I think that the direct answer is the people that would be in charge of this kind of thing and sanctions and looking at least at whether they're meeting their trade obligations would be the Department of Commerce. But the sanctions themselves, would probably have to be negotiated with the others, obviously the other agencies, including and probably even being led by the Department of State. And there is a serious China problem in this administration. They seem to cover for them all the time. Remember, lurking in the weeds is John Kerry, the former Secretary of State, the one-time presidential candidate, the one-time senator from Nebraska, who all he does is travels around the country as the global climate changes are and apologizes for the United States of America, tells our Asian allies, for example, don't buy energy from the United States, buy it from Vladimir Putin. This is how screwed up they are.
I want to ask you one other thing about China. There was an amendment by Bill Hagerty, senator from Tennessee, former ambassador to Japan, that he tried to get onto the National Defense Authorization Act. I have a copy of it. Didn't get much attention, and I know it didn't get included, but it had to do with the fact that the Chinese, communist Chinese, as he states, as a result of how they just, obfuscate everything, and the outbreak of COVID-19 showed that America's biosecurity, agriculture, and food supply chains, obviously being critical to the U.S., needs to be fully understood. In other words, the potential impact of this CCP influence on agriculture and food supply chains. So this amendment said, hey, Department of Agriculture, Department of Defense, you study this. These are strategic adversaries like the communist Chinese. How are they impacting our ag and food supply chains? And my understanding, when I asked you about this earlier, they actually came to your office and said, by the way, if we get our amendment through, it probably will impact this corn milling plan in Grand Forks. Is that correct?
It is correct. As a courtesy, they reached out to my office to let me know that that this amendment, if it passed, could affect that. That project in Grand Forks. Now, all of that said, the amendment didn't get made in order because, of course, sort of similar to the answer I just gave, there are these multiple jurisdictions, and defense is not the jurisdiction of Senator Hagerty's legislation, but the State Department would be. He's on the Foreign Relations Committee, not on the Armed Services Committee. So it's a little bit wonky that way, but his issue is right, and he's right. The Chinese Communist Party is in full-fledged take-over-the-world mode, and they have in the President of the United States currently, Joe Biden, a very passive adversary. And so they are clearly taking advantage of his weakness every single day. And so Bill is right. We need to be careful. The thing I would say, Scott, about whether it's that plant or any other, we like doing trade with China. They're 1.5 billion people. Obviously, we want to sell them a lot of stuff. They're the second largest economy in the world, even though we're the largest. They're the largest population in the world. All of that said, we have to be very careful about what they do in the United States. They're known for building buildings, for example, in places where they can spy over the wall into our facilities.
So call me crazy. You've got the Grand Forks Air Force Base ramping up with a new mission. It's all about China, and the commander said as much to me on this program. Three things we worry about: China, 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 at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. And this new mission that you and Senator Hovind helped stand up and secure is all about space and the battle against China. So if I'm Fufang, which is a Chinese company, no Chinese company does anything in the U.S. without the approval of the CCP, and I say, well, let's build this corn milling plant in Grand Forks. It might not be for agriculture. I mean, am I right? I mean, should we be concerned about the investment and the Chinese ownership of this plant, despite what it would do to help jobs, the economy, agriculture in North Dakota?
First of all, there's no Chinese ownership of anything that isn't, as you said, that isn't approved by the Chinese Communist Party, period. Second of all, it doesn't mean you don't do any business with them. But if you do business with them, including if they invest heavily in a facility that will do good for you, you just have to put lots of layers on it. You have to ring fence everything. You have to put tons of security around it. And when I say that, I don't mean just physical security. And that means where you would allow something like that to be built, means, who would be allowed to be on their board of directors, who would have, who would have controlling, interests. And all of those things. And then you just have to presume that they're using it to spy on you. absolutely presume that. And that includes in our universities. And this is an entire show, Scott, sometimes.
Yeah, we should do more. And obviously, I support what Mayor Bojanski is doing up there and all the efforts, as I know you do as well. I mean, I want Grand Forks is really booming right now with the UAS and everything and the base stuff coming. But just some more questions. I think it'd be a good idea to pump the brakes on this one, especially when a former ambassador to Japan says, whoa, wait a minute. I listen. Okay, I want to get going here. Let's see. A texter is asking if I was avoiding having Perry Schaefer on the program today because of concerns. Said exactly this. I can't believe you didn't have Perry Schaefer back on. Tomorrow's the big meeting. You should see all the changes they're making to the Republican platform and resolution, or don't you care? First of all, there's never enough time to get everything you want to get in on. But I know this about this meeting tomorrow, and I do want to ask you, Senator Cramer, your position on this. But the my understanding is the pre-primary convention is going to remain based on the headcount. Now, I hope it does, or I will be super concerned. So that sort of seems where this was trending, so I became less concerned about that. I was told they're going to tighten the convention rules, and I don't know what that means. So I said, well, put that into like a language for a fifth grader for me. What do you mean by tighten the convention rules? And there's some rules like if you have not been a Republican for the last 10 years, you've been in some other party, then you can't become a candidate here. And that sort of sounds like not really a big tent, but I also think if you're a Michael Coachman or Charles Tuttle and you've done, you know, some nefarious things, it's a way to say, well, wait a minute. I don't know. That one needs a little more scrutiny, I guess. But primary challengers, for instance, if there is, if somebody wanted to primary run for your seat, for instance, when you're up for re-election, or Senator Hoeven or Congressman Armstrong or the governor, they could, but they would have financial requirements to be part of the convention process. And it's like $5,000 for the top-tier races and $2,500 for the others. That seems reasonable to me. Does any of this smack you as being unreasonable?
Not at all, Scott. I've believed for a long time. You have to remember, when I was a young 30-year-old chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party, when we didn't elect Republicans, you know, before we started elected Republicans, I thought we should go straight to a primary. I broached that idea when I was the party chairman in the 1992 election cycle. And it was shot down very quickly, of course. You also have to remember that when I became a candidate for the House of Representatives and won, I didn't seek the endorsement of the Republican Convention. I went right to the primary. And the reason for it is this. I believe a big tent includes everybody, not just people who can afford to take time off to go to a convention. So I've never been a big pro-convention advocate. I just think it's very tight. It's too tight. But conventions are fun, and it's our tradition, and it's a way. And by the way, it's very unusual too. Almost every other state does it differently than we do it. And I don't mean that you have to do it just like everyone else does it, but this isn't exactly a new phenomenon. The thing I would say though, if you're going to have a convention, if that convention is going to be quote the party's nominee, at least endorsed nominee until such time as the primary occurs, then you ought to have some discipline built into it. Because here's the problem. We're so dominant as a party in North Dakota that anybody who wants to get elected to anything calls themselves a Republican. And if your convention doesn't have enough discipline to sort out the Republicans from just opportunists, then the whole point of a party is sort of questionable. I think a $2,500 filing fee or $5,000 filing fee for a higher end offices, that's minimal, in my view, because if you can't come up with $5,000 to be a candidate for Congress for the Republican nomination or for governor for the Republican nomination of Congress, you're never going to win a primary. You're never going to be competitive. And I don't think there's anything wrong with a little party discipline and a little sort of filtering, if you will.
The reason I objected to the change in the calendar, it looked like, you know, the good old boy network. You know, hey, let's not make it easy. Let's just, you know, not have that convention. Let's just change the calendar. I get what you're saying because obviously you're there and it wouldn't be the same with, by the way, Governor Berger, right? I mean, he won against the convention endorsed candidate, Wayne Stengem. You won against the convention endorsed candidate for House against Brian Call. So I get it, but it just looks fishy, you know? So it's better not to change it now, isn't it?
Just remember though, good old boys go to conventions. Just so you know, that's the club membership.
Yeah, I get
I'm happy
that.
To be a member of the club, but
I get that. And by the way, the people should decide this. The primary is the way to do it,
that's
and
right.
I think it's been healthy that we've had that. No doubt about it. Anyway, more coming up with Senator Kevin Cramer after this. Don't touch that dial.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you. EtroServe USA, helping America fuel better with the lowest price fuel around and lots of choice at the pump. Plus, great deals all month long, like any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. Old Trapper Deli Sticks, $10.99. Energizer batteries, any size, a buck off. And ball caps and queen size blankets, $5 off. Plus, the 4 for $4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, 20 on drink, $4. EtroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com, the lot not empty. Over 80 pre-owned are there. Many SUVs, many pickups. Specially tagged for the 12 days of Christmas sale. All other dealers are marking them up or marking them down. Take advantage of some of the lowest finance rates offered in years as well. Payments to fit every budget and a free lifetime warranty on most vehicles as well. The 12 days of Christmas sale. Check out more where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
I'm done giving my money to people who don't share my values. I am. I'm just done. I just think it's... And I say that with a North Face sweatshirt on today, but I didn't know the North Face thing, right? I didn't know that.
It was a gift, too.
Yeah, it was a gift, but I'm done. And this was a gift, so it wasn't my money. But Patriot Mobile is the way to go. They really are. I was on the phone with them yesterday because the kids are home, so we're trying to figure out the cell phone plan and data and everything they need. They are so easy to work with. I mean, the word the customer service these days is like an oxymoron. I mean, try and get on the phone with anybody and get somebody that with a brain and can, walk you through the thing. It's just unbelievable. But they're so good. They have an all U.S.-based customer service, and they're just so patient and good. And whether you want to do it by email, you want to call them, they just figure it all out. Verizon, try and get an IMI, whatever that is, number out of Verizon, a whole different deal. So I'm done. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. And again, remember, they 1.8% difference in the coverage because they use the same coverage all the major towers do. So you get the same coverage. U.S.-based customer service and free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Call them at 972-PATRIOT or go to PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. Okay, let's go into the lightning round. Quick questions, quick answers for Senator Kevin Cramer. Fred Wing, you're next to go on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred, for Kevin.
Yes, I just want to say Merry Christmas, Kevin Flynn, Scott Hannon, sorry about your mother-in-law, and Todd Mitchell. Merry Christmas, Mr. Cramer. And I just, thanks, man. We have a late-breaking news on the news, which comes on four times. The liberal bubble news comes on four times during your show. Every half hour, they always talk about COVID and how bad it is. This time, they said that the Johnson & Johnson is causing blood clots and that the Moderna has been studied in Sweden and is causing heart disease. So now I'm glad to hear that, but it's on. But what really is fantastic, it's on the regular news. So just want to bring that to you, Kevin. And, my Savior, Jesus Christ, is going to come back someday and pick us up in what we call the rapture. Now, the rapture for the dead and the living is Resurrection Day. I'm looking forward to that. Yes, that's my Savior. And Scott's been asking that question all week. And I asked the question to a lot of people here in North Dakota. I wore my Trump hat for a whole year and 2 months now, my Trump 2020 hat out there, Mr. Cramer. And everybody comes to me and they say, I love that hat. And I said, what do you think about what's going on? And the first thing people say when I ask them about our senators and congressmen is, why didn't they get after this election? Why are they denying that it happened and not talking about it? I would just say for a Christmas present, come out and tell us why. Who's telling you what to say? People are saying that people are telling you what to say. Mm-hmm. They're threatening your family. They won't let you talk. Is it true?
Why am I not hearing Senator Cramer?
That's absolutely positively not true. No one's ever told me. I mean, to be honest, the only time, if ever, that I hear anybody telling me what I ought to say is when I get a call from somebody who says, you've got to talk about, Donald Trump's really still the president of the United States. And the reality is he's not the president of the United States. The reality is I was at the inauguration of Joe Biden. He was sworn in. I saw him there. The reality is he's trying to destroy this country. And for me to deny that would really, really be bad for North Dakota, bad for the country.
Oh, I want to keep going here because I promise we do quick questions.
While we pretend somebody else won the election,
Quick answers, quick questions. Let me just ask you real quickly though. The first time I heard the term legal theft was from you about the election.
Right.
So you've talked about the election being stolen a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, and by the way, we've stood up against the Democrats' efforts to codify in federal law the theft of elections. That's what they want to do. That's why they've been fortunately unsuccessful. They want to stop every state in the country from cleaning up their own election, loose ends and providing opportunities, requirements, for example, that people have an ID to vote, not exactly radical, building more parameters around voter integrity. So states like Arizona, Georgia, Texas have passed laws, and we've stood up against the federal attempt to stop, to prevent that from happening and codifying, like I said, federal elections, which is the last thing we want. That is not what our Constitution calls for.
Craig in the thanks, Fred, by the way. Great comments all around.
Yeah,
we got to keep moving here. Craig in Moorhead, go ahead for Senator Kevin Cramer. Quick question, please.
As far as January 6th prisoners being held pretrial, please go to Mark Levin podcast last night. Watch that, Senator, and ask yourself how every Republican doesn't step up and stop the madness. Their treatment is cruel. It's insane. Please watch 20 minutes of Mark Levin podcast last night. Thank you.
That concern you, the prisoners' treatment and where they're at and how long they're being held and all that, Senator?
You know, I don't know enough about it. With all due respect, I'm not likely to take 20 minutes of my life and watch Mark Levin's, show or podcast. Maybe I'll try to look up a little bit of it. I'll juxtapose that against other reporting, of course. I've seen a lot of, none of it's in my committees of jurisdiction, so I'm probably not as well informed as some. Others are that do talk to me, people like Ron Johnson, for example, people in Homeland Security, that do raise some of those same concerns.
You checked out for us one time on a caller about how many prisoners were still there and how many total been. So we're circling back on that. We'll do that next time we have Senator Kramer.
I've also found some stuff that shows that some people are taking certain things that are happening in one prison or another part of the prison.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.